You're listening to Amav Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Yoma, Daf Lamed Beis. We're going to do Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis. I'm trying to catch up from what we missed a few days ago. So we're going to start at the top of Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, and this is going to be three lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanon. We learn in the Braisa, Baran El Kohen Moed Lamahuba. So I'll just say what's on the daf ahead. So we're going to be analyzing, we're going to first be learning a lengthy braisa, machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe, regarding basically the sources for the tefillos and kedushin that take place before the five different avodos, and what those five different avodos are. And then the next amud, the bottom of this amud and the next amud, are going to be analyzing that braisa step by step. So we're going to try to hold cup on everything. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the braisa, uba aron el ohel moed, that Aaron comes to the ohel moed. Lama hu ba? Why is he coming to the ohel moed? This is after he's already done the avoda of the, meaning he's already done the avodah on Yom Kippur, so why is it mentioned he's coming? The only reason he's going in, he goes back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in order to take out the kaf and the machta, which is the spoon and the pan that was used for the ketores. This is the avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he goes back in afterwards, after having done a different avodah, and goes back in to get this after he's brought the rams, as we're going to see soon. So he's going back in to do that. Rashi notes that the pasuk doesn't say what he's doing there; it just says he returns. It doesn't say what he does. So Chazal are filling in the gap over here. This braisa, that's what he's doing. Shekol haparsha kula nemra al seder chutz mipasuk zeh. But the entire parsha, you know, in the whole discussion of the avoda in Parshas Acharimos, everything is in order over there except for this. This one pasuk is out of order because, just as we're going to see, the order that took place was that the Kohen Gadol would do the avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He would come out and bring the certain elim, his personal isle, the isle of the Seber, and we'll see that soon. And then he would go back in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and take out the pan and the spoon. So what actually happened, and that's how Chazal describe it. But what the Torah seems to say, it puts the going back in after the mention of the avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So this pasuk is out of order. My taima. So what's the reason? And this is asking, what's the reason that Chazal assume that this line is out of order? Meaning, maybe it's just as the Torah seems to write it, that after he would do the Kodesh, the avodah in the Kodesh Kodashim, he would go in and take out the pan and the meaning after he did the avodah sayom, he did the whole, right? Meaning he went into the Kodesh Kodashim, and then he went out and brought the other karbanos that are part of the special avodah sayom of Yom Kippur, which is all considered one step, and he's wearing the big day lavan, and then he goes back into the Kodesh Kodashim, takes out the pan. Maybe that's what happened, not as Chazal say, that he came out, changed into the big day Zahav, brought the rams as karbanos, and then changed back into the big day Lavan, and then went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why do Chazal understand it the way they do? Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda explains, Gemiri, because we have a tradition, Lach L'mosh Mesinai, tradition of Masorah, Chamesh Tvilos V'Asara Kiddushin Tovah Kohen Gadol V'Mekadesh Bo B'Yom. The Kohen Gadol Tovah did five Tvilos and 10 Kiddushin. Right? Remember, there are five different avodos on Yom Kippur, and each one is preceded by a tevila and changing of clothing. And changing of clothing will take two kiddushin, meaning he's washing his hands and feet before two times before transitioning to the next avoda. So v'ikisidran. But if you would say everything is done in order, lo mishkachas lehu ela shalosh tevilas v'shisha kiddushin, you would only have three tevilos and six kiddushin, as opposed to five and ten. The reason for that is that if he would remain in the big day lavan, and then finish the avodas hayom, and then put on and then go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and take out the kaf and the machta. So if that would happen, he didn't change in between, because he's wearing the Big Dilevin for all of that. He didn't have it. He didn't change in between. So now he's only, it's essentially only three avodos that he's doing. When you have, but if you move the going back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to get the Kafan Machta, if you put that after he's already changed into the Big Day Zahav and did a different avoda, so now he has to change out of the Big Day Zahav into the Big Day Lavan, go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and get those things out, and then he has to change back into the Big Day Zahav in order to do the Korban Musaf and the Tamid Shabbein Rabbayim. So by moving this service of returning to the Kodesh HaKadoshim to get the pan and spoon out, you've added two more. Essentially, you've split up what was two avodos. You split up basically into four, and now you have, instead of three avodos of the day, you have five, and now you have five tevilos and 10 kiddushin. I hope that was clear. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so now we're going to get to the sources. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says, and we're going to see what those five avodos are also. Tanya, so Amar Rabbi Yehuda, minayin lechamesh tefilas v'asara kiddushin shetol, kohen gadol mekadosh baba yom. Where do we know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there are five tefilos and 10 kiddushin shetova kohen gadol mekadosh baba yom? Tama lomar. So first we're going to start with the tefila. We're going to do the kiddush later on. So how do we know that you do tefila before each avoda? Uba aron el oham oed, upashat es bigdei habad, begadav, v'yotzeva asa. So it says that Aaron goes to, when he goes to the Ohel Moed, so he takes off his Big Day Bad, his linen garments, this is the Big Day Lavan, and he washes himself in water, which is tefillah, in a holy place, and then he's going to wash, and then he's going to get dressed into his clothes, the Big Day Zahav, and he's going to go out and he's going to do what he needs to do. So Halamanata, this teaches you, Shekolamashanam Avoda La Avoda. Anybody who changes from one Avoda to another Avoda, meaning that he's doing Avoda in the Big Day Zahav or the Big Day Lavan, and he's switching to the other one, Ta'un Tevila, he requires Tevila. That's what the Pasuk seems to be telling me. That we're dividing Avoda from Avoda as what you're wearing. So there's different, right? There's two different sets of clothing, five Avodos of the day. And he's going to be wearing the Zahav, then the Big Day Lavan, then the Big Day Zahav, then the Big Day Lavan, then the Big Day Zahav. So he's going to be switching back and forth. And we see in this pasuk every time that a person, meaning the Kohen, or the Kohen Gadol, is going to change from avoda to avoda, he requires a tefila. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe argues there's a different source. Minayin l'chamesh tefilos v'asara kiddushin. Again, we've only spoken about the tefilos, not the 10 kiddushin. Shetovel kohen gadol mekadesh bo bayom. How do we know that? Shenemar, because it says the pasuk kisonas bad kodesh yilbash, that he should wear a tunic of bad, of linen, and he should wear linen. Michnas say bad and the michnasayim. You al besara should be on his flesh. Uba avnet bad yachkor b'mitznefes bad yitznof. And you should wear the avnet, the belt, and the turban. A big day kodesh haim. They are big day kodesh, and we'll see what those words teach us. V'rochatz b'mayim es besaro, and he shall wash his flesh in water. V'lavsham, and he should wear them. Halamanata. So this teaches you shekol mashanim avoda la'avoda ton tevila. Similarly, anyone who changes from avoda avoda requires tevila. It's a different pasuk in Parshas Acharnos. The Omer. Big Day Kodesh Haim. And it says in the pasuk, Big Day Kodesh Haim, right? That we said that seemingly superfluous phrase. They are Big Day Kodesh. Hukshu kol habagadim kulan ze leze. This compares all begadim to each other. We're going to see, so the Gemara does not explain yet what that is. It's on the next Amud, we're going to see the importance of that phrase, and really at the bottom of this Amud, which is that it could be that we'd only learn from this pasuk that, right, and both of either of these psukim, that you only if you're changing from Big Day Lavan to Zahav, or you might say vice versa, only one to the other, but you wouldn't include all of them. So according to Rebbe, and I'll explain that more soon, but when Rebbe says Big Day Kodesh Haim, so that's a hekish to show that either way, whichever one you're changing from this one to that one, or that one to this one, doesn't matter, you're going to have a tefillah. Okay, we'll see that more later. The Chamesh Avodos Haim, Tamid Shel Shachar. So these are the Chamesh Avodos of the day. Tamid Shel Shachar, the Big Day Zahav. So the Karban Tamid of the morning is going to do the Big Day Zahav. Right, that one is not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's on the outside in the Chatzer. where in the Azara, where you do the Korban Tamid every day in the Mizbeach, Hanachoshes. Avodas Hayom, the big day Lavan, but the Avodas Hayom, which is the whole special Karbanos of Yom Kippur, and that's the bringing the spoon and pan to the Kodesh Kedashim, and that's the thing with the two goats, and this is Sir Lashem, Sir Lazazel, the whole Avodas Hayom of Yom Kippur is big day Lavan. Elu va'el ha'am, when he had Bibig Dei Zahav. But then he's going to change into the Big Dei Zahav to do his ram and the ram of the nation. Kafu machta Bibig Dei Lavan, but then he's going to change back into the Big Dei Lavan to go back into the Kodesh Gedashim and take out the Kafu machta from the Ketores. That was done in the Kodesh Gedashim for Yom Kippur. And then Tamin Shalbein Arbayim Bibig Dei Zahav, and then he would change back into the Big Dei Zahav for the afternoon Korban Tamid. And how do we know each tevila requires two kiddushin? We mentioned that we brought two different sources that indicate that you have to do a tevila when you change from avoda to avoda. But how do we know that every tevila also should be accompanied by two hand and feet washings? Tamalomar, so this is within Rebbe right now. Tamalomar upashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash. The pasuk says, and this we saw on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, which was last Sunday's Amud. That he washes, this is not an exact quote of a pasuk. It's paraphrasing and actually doubling up the words v'rachatz. But basically, the way he reads the pasuk is upashat. He takes off his clothes v'rachatz, and he washes himself, and then it says v'lavash, and he gets dressed. And we see that the v'rachatz, the washing taking place between the pshita and the levisha, it could go in both. It could go in the pshita on the taking off the clothes, or on the levisha that you have to wash. So therefore, we understand it as upashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash, that there has to be a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim on the pshita, on the taking off of the clothing, and on the levisha. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer kavachomer. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says a different source for how we see the two kiddushin, and this is going to be what Rabbi Huda is going to rely on. The next one is going to say that explicitly. But this is another possibility. Kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom she'en ton, tevila ton, kiddush. If we have a place, meaning a case, where tevila is not required, at least not midiraisa, and it requires kiddush. And so what's this referring to? So Rashi points out over here. It's three lines from the bottom that Kol Yomos Hashana Habal Avod Ein Tohen Tevila Min HaTorah Ela Medivrei Sof from the Zchor Tumah Yeshana. That in general, on a regular day, any day of the year, the reason that you need Tevila when you first enter is to remind you, just in case. Right, this is according to the sheet that we saw a couple of blad ago of Rabbi Yehuda against was it Abba Shaul. No, sorry, against Ben Zoma. This is on Lamed Amud Aleph. So, but this is according to within Rabbi Huda, different opinion of the same Rabbi Huda we're talking about. But it's anyway that the reason that you're tovel in the first place is it's a reminder to be mindful of Tumah and Tahara, just in case you might have actually become Tameh, and to remind you to stay away if you're actually Tameh right now. But midiraisa, so you don't really need this tevila. So now, ma makom she'ein ton tevila. But still, of course, ton kiddush, right? Meaning, when you do a regular vote on a regular day of the year, the tefillah is not really so necessary. But the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim certainly is. So makom shaton tefillah. So in a case where there's such a high standard, like the avoda on Yom Kippur, these different steps where it requires tefillah, you even need to tovel yourself. Ain't no din shaton kiddush. So all the more so, you should require kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. But now, so he basically learns it from a kal v'chomer that over here on Yom Kippur, with such a high standard that we demand the tevila before each step, then for sure, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. But ima lahalon kiddush echad, afkan kiddush echad. So you might say, okay, but I would only assume one kiddush, right? When you come to the Beis HaMikdash in the morning to do the avoda, so you do one kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, not two. So why over here, at each of the five steps and each of the five tevilos, you also have to do two kiddushin? So Tamalomar Uba Aron Ela Ohamoed Poshat is Big Day Habada Sher Lavash. That it says that Aaron comes to the Ohamoed and he takes off his Big Day Bad that he was wearing. Ma Tamalomar Asher Lavash. What does it mean he takes off the Big Day Bad that he was wearing? Gemara asks sarcastically, Kulum Adam Poshet Elamash Lavash. Does a person ever take off clothing that he wasn't wearing? What do you mean he takes off the clothing that he was wearing? You can only take off clothing that you're wearing. So ella lahakish pshita lavisha. So that extra phrase, asher lavash, is to make a hekish, a comparison between pshita and lavisha, that ma lavisha ton kiddush af pshita ton kiddush. That just like lavisha requires kiddush, pshita requires kiddush. So therefore, it teaches us that you have to double up the kiddush. So what Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Shimon understands it from, he says there's a kavachomer that teaches us that whenever you have if you have tefillah, then for sure you have kiddush. And then there's a hekish that teaches that the kiddush actually has to be doubled, one for the levisha and one for the pshita. And now, so we have according to Rebbe, and Rebbe Yehuda, a source for the five tevilos and a source for the 10 kiddushin. So now we're going to analyze this brisa step by step. And that's going to take us through through this amud for sure and most of the next amud. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, minayin lechamesh tevilos v'asar kiddushin shetova kohen gadol mekadesh bo b'yom tam elomar uba aron el olam oid v'rach atzis b'zor b'mayim b'malkum kodesh halamanta shekol meshana me'avod l'avoda ta'un tevila. Right, so that's there's nothing, no chiddush. We're just quoting the phrase in the brisa that where he learns five. The clause in the brisa where he learns the five tefillos and start a kiddushin. So in this pasuk that he comes to Ol Moed, he washes his flesh in water, in a holy place. So halamancha. So this teaches us that from anyone change from avoda to avoda requires tefillah. So Ashkan mi big day lavan the big day zahav. We see over here a case where he was wearing the big day lavan and then he changes into big day zahav that he requires tefillah. So it teaches us that mishana. But big day love unto big day zahav, you require tefillah. But the big day zahav, the big day love on minayin, where do we know that if you're wearing the big day zahav and you're changing into the big day love on, that you would also require tefillah, right? This pasuk only tells us one particular case. Now turning over to Lama Beis Mabeis, so Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael had taught Kavachomer, it's a Kavachomer. Ma big day zahav, she'in koin nichnas behen lefnayofonim, ton tefillah. The big day zahav, which are not so great, you know, they're very special, but you don't enter them into the kodesh, you don't wear them into the kodesh kodashim lufnai lufnim. That you don't do, and it requires tevila when you change out of the big day zahav into the special big day lavan. It requires tevila. So big day lavan shenichnas behen lufnai lufnim. But so if you're wearing the big day lavan. When you're going to change into the big day lavan, eno din shaton tevila, right? Meaning this right now, it's assuming that the big day lavan are a higher level of the big day zahav. So if you tell me that even when we change from the big day lavan into the big day zahav, which are on a lower level, that you require tevila, then kavachomer, if you're changing from the big day zahav into this very special big day lavan that you enter the kodesh kedushim with, that it requires tevila, right? So the Gemara says, no, ikal mifrach, you're able to ask on that kavachomer, ma the big day zahav shekin kaparos and maruba. It's not the same. I mean, I could argue that the big day zahav are on a greater level because there's more kapara on it, right? There's more kapara that's achieved throughout the year with the big day zahav and all the avodos and kaparas that are achieved in that than the big day lavan. So maybe I would argue that the big day zahav are on a greater level of kedusha. So I can't learn a kavachomer one way or the other. So meaning we're back to our original question because we have a pircha on this kavachomer on the Bei Rabbi Yishmael. I would only know that when you're changing from the big day zahav to the big day, the big day love unto the big day zahav, that you're going you have to do tefillah, maybe not the other way around. So ela nafkale mida Rebbe. Rather, we're going to have to learn it out from the teaching of Rebbe. Now we mentioned it, and we're going to mention it again shortly. The teaching of Rebbe is that there's a hekish between the big day zahav and big day love, and that was this extra line that we quoted in the brisa earlier. We'll see it soon. Yes. The pasuk may only indicate one set of clothing. And yes, you can't really ask a kavachomer because it's hard to say which is greater, big day lavan or big day zahav. We're not really sure. But you might not we would still have a question. But because we have a hekish between the big day zahav and big day lavan, we apply the whichever one you're changing out of and into, you require tefillah. And this is Rebbe is hekish, and Rebbe Yehuda can actually, even though he disagrees with the original source pasuk for tefillah, but Rebbe Yehuda can actually agree with Rebbe on this particular point, that the big day zav and big day lavan, whichever one you're changing into, has the same halacha. Okay, now we're going to quote the brisa, the next case, the next clause in the brisa. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, Rabbi said, "Minayin lechemesh tefilas v'asar kiddushin shetava kohen gadol mekadesh bo b'yom." Where do we know, according to Rebbe? Right now, we're going to focus on the five tefilos. Tamalomar kasonas bad kodesh yilbash. Right, that it says that he's going to wear the kasonas bad, and then the pasuk continues to say that he washes his body. Over here, just shortened version of the pasuk, and he washes. Halamantis was the teachers used to call mashanim avod levoda shaton tefila. So Ashkenaz, just we're now the Gemara is going to ask the reverse question. Ashkenaz, according to Rebbe's pasuk, not like Rebbe Yehuda's pasuk. Rebbe's pasuk is from Mibigdei Zahav Levigdei Lavan. Ashkenaz, we have a case where you're wearing the Bigdei Zahav and you change it to the Bigdei Lavan. Where do we know the other way around, right? Because Rebbe's pasuk is when he's changing out of the big day zav to the big day lavan. So Tana debay Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says it's kavachomer. Kavachomer ma big day lavan shein kaparasan maruba shatun and tevila big day zav shakaparasan maruba ino din shatun and tevila. The big day. We say over here that if you're in the Big Day Zahav and you change the Big Day Lavan, you need tefillah. The Big Day Zahav have so much kapara on it throughout the year. They're so special and so holy. And if they were, and even when you're changing out of the Big Day Zahav into the Big Day Lavan, it requires tefillah. So of course, the other way around, if it's just the Big Day Lavan, which don't have as much kapara as the Big Day Zahav, and you're changing the Big Day Zahav, it's a kavachomer, right? This is the exact opposite we asked before. And the Gemara is going to say, Ika lemifrach, no, you're able to challenge that, because you could say, Ma le Big Day Lavan, Shekein nichnas behen lefnai lefnim, hainu diktani, you can challenge and say, no, the Big Day Lavan are on a higher level because you go into the Kodesh Kodashim with it. So again, the Gemara says that we cannot learn a kavachomer one to the other, we don't really know which one is on a greater level because one has more kapara and one goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're not sure which one is greater and we can't learn a kavachomer. So how do we know? So according to Rebbe's pasuk, only if you're in the Big Day Zahav and you change into the Big Day Lavan, do you need a tvila? So Hainu Diktani Va'omer Big Day Kodesh Heim. This is why it taught In the Braisa, so we saw on the previous page, previous Amud, that there was an extra phrase. It says, Big Day Kodesh Heim. They are Big Day Kodesh. V'rochatz es besaro b'mayim v'lov sham. They are Big Day Kodesh, and you're washing it in the flesh and water, and wear them. So that's the Hekish that Rebbe learned. And as we saw earlier on this Amud, Rebbe Yehuda would borrow that Hekish as well to show that the Big Day Kodesh and the Big Day Lavan have the same halacha, that whichever one you're changing into, you have to do tefillah. The chamesh avod, now the Gemara continues to analyze the rice. The chamesh avodos hein tamin shashachar b'big day zav avodos hayom b'big day lavan elo ve'elo am b'big day zav kafamachta b'big day lavan tamin shashash b'in arbayim b'big day zahav. That the carbon tamin of the morning is in the b'big day zahav, and then he changes for the Avodas Hayom into the Big Day Lavan, and then he changes back to the Big Day Zahav for the Rams, and then he changes back to the Big Day Lavan to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim to get the pan and the spoon out, and then he changes back to the Big Day Zahav to bring the Karmat Tamid of the afternoon. So Imayin Shekol Tevila V'Tevila Tzricha Beis Kiddushin. How do we see that all of them need to be Kiddushin? Tam Alomar, because the Pasuk says, Pasha V'rachatz V'rachatz V'lavash. So here's this was Rabbi Yehuda's, sorry, Rabbi's source for the two kiddushin, but it says v'rochatz, that he like washes. Hai betvila ksiv. That's we're asking now about washing hands of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, not rechitza, which seems to be tvila, right? When the pasuk says rechitza, he washes rechitza besaro, rachatz besaro. It's referring to toveling in the mikvah, not the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So how could Rebbe learn two kiddushin from here? So the Gemara says im eino inyan l'tvila. Because if you we don't need to learn over here that this pasuk verochatz means tevila, because we already know tevila from the other pasuk, right? Rebbe quoted a different pasuk. We saw in the previous amud Rebbe Huda quoted this one. Rebbe quoted a different pasuk to be the source for doing tevila when you change from avoda to avoda, and we then extended it to no matter which one you're changing into, based on that hekish of big day zav to big day lavan. So now that we have a pasuk over here that says verochat and it's extra, it must not be referring to tevila. We have a principle that if you have a pasuk and you didn't need it to say something, you could apply it to a different topic, to a different concept, right? So over here, im eino inyan l'tevila, denafka leim a big day kodesh heim. since the Rorachatz over here is not teaching us about Tevila, because we already know Tevila from the Big Day Kodesh Haim, from the Gzeirah, from the Hekish of Big Day Zav, Big Day Lavan, and we learned it from a different pasuk. So what are we going to do with this Varachatz? Teneu Inyan LeKiddush. So therefore we're going to apply it, say this Varachatz doesn't mean Tovling and Mikvah, rather it means Kiddush Yodayim Viraglayim. And this is the source, according to Rebbe, for doing Kiddush along with Tevila. V'lich Tevei. Rachmana b'loshem kiddush. Why does the Torah say v'rachatz instead of v'kadesh or v'kiddush? Right, it should say that it should say loshem of kiddush. Hakamashman. Now this is to teach you the tefila kiddush, that the tefila has to be like kiddush. Ma kiddush b'makom kadosh. Just like the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim has to be in a holy place. Af tefila b'makom kadosh. So too the tefila, which is. Because of this juxtaposition, not the juxtaposition, but because of the wording of virochatz, referring to kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, being the term of tefila, so tefila also has to be v'makom kadosh. Back to the brisa, v'Rabbi Yehuda kiddush. Now trying to understand Rabbi Yehuda. V'Rabbi Yehuda kiddush minale. But where does Rabbi Yehuda learn kiddush from? Because Rabbi's pasuk over here, where Rebbe says that the Verachatz refers to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because Rebbe felt that this Verachatz was extra. But according to Rebbe Yehuda, he uses this pasuk as the primary source for the Tevila. He says this is the pasuk that teaches us the Tevila. So if this teaches us the Tevila, can't Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? So where does he learn it? Minalei. Nafgalei mid Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. He learns it from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. What does that mean? So Rashi says over here, but we saw it in the previous Amud. From Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, he learned it. He learned the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim from a Kal V'Chomer, and then a Hekish. Right, the Kal V'Chomer was that we see that there, on a regular day in the Beis Hamikdash, you only need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And now on Yom Kippur, where it has a higher level of Tevila, so for sure you also need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And then the Hekish was that we have the extra word, Asher Yalbash, and we said over there that teaches that comparison between Levisha and Pshita, that both require a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, so we need two Kiddushin with every Tevila. Okay. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Hod Rebbe, Mafka Mid Rebbe Meir, Umafka Mid Rabbanon. This Rebbe, this Shita of Rebbe, is not in accordance with the opinion of Rebbe Meir, and not in accordance with the opinion of the Rabbanon. All right, this is going back to what we saw on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and what we quoted for the next case, that Rebbe Meir and the Rabbanan argue about what takes place first, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, or the Pshita, or the taking off of the clothing. And we saw two different explanations for what the Machlokus is. And the question is, which one is it going on? Do we require two Kiddushin for the Levisha, or one for the Kiddush, one Kiddush for the Pshita and one for the Levisha, but they argue about the order. So we're saying over here that Rebbe's order, right now we're assuming that when Rebbe says Upashat Verachatz Verachatz V'Lavash, that that's a precise order that he prescribes for the Pshita and the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, that you have Pshita, and then you have the Kiddush, and then you have the Tefila, and then you have the Kiddush, and then you have Levisha. So that order is not going to work in with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, or the Rabbanan. So that's what it says. Rabbi Mafka mid Rabbi Meir, Umafka mid Rabbanan. Mafka mid Rabbanan. How is it not in accordance with the Rabbanan? To either Rabbanan, because according to the Rabbanan, Amri, they say, Kishahu lavush mekadesh, that when he's dressed, he does the mekadesh. He's mekadesh, meaning he does the levisha before the kiddush. V'ihu amar kishu poshet mekadesh, but he says no. When he is poshet, he is mekadesh. So right, that the kiddush is after. Sorry, it's before the levisha. Umafka mid Reb Meir, and it's also not in accordance with the Reb Meir. Dei Reb Meir amar hach kiddush basra kishu lavush mekadesh. Because Reb Meir says that at the kiddush at the end, after the tevila, and then you have another kiddush, that takes place kishu lavush, meaning the levisha takes place first. He first gets dressed after the tevila, and then he does kiddush mekadesh. Ve'ihu, but Rebbe. Riu Amar Kishu Poshet Mekadesh. That before he does that Levisha, he does Kiddush. So just the order doesn't line up with either Rameir or the Rabbanan, which is fine, right? It's Rebbe. So he has the right. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov argues. He argues that Rebbe is in this assumption of what Rebbe's order is. Hakol Modin Bekiddush Sheni. Shalovesh v'achakach makadesh. Now everybody agrees, meaning Rebbe agrees with really the Rameir and the Rabbanan regarding the second kiddush, that the kiddush sheni shalovesh v'achakach makadesh. That first he does the levisha and then he does kiddush. My time. Oh, what's the reason for that? How do we say that everybody really agrees that he does kiddush? Levisha and then Kiddush. Da'amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, O Begishtam El Mizbeach. Or he comes close to the Mizbeach. That, and it's talking about who needs to do the Tevilah, the person who's going to come close to the Mizbeach. So, Misha Eino Mechusar El Agisha, it means that someone who's not lacking anything except coming close to the Mizbeach. Meaning, in order to come close to the Mizbeach, first you have to get dressed, you need the Levisha, and then you need the Kiddush. The Pasuk says over here that who needs to do the Kiddush? The one who's going to come close to the Mizbeach. So meaning only someone who's ready to come close to the Mizbeach, Yotze Zesh Mechusa Levisha V'Gisha, to the exclusion of someone who also needs to do Levisha. He's lacking both Levisha and Gisha. He needs to get dressed first and then approach. So he's not the person who does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And Rebbe would agree to that. So really, it seems that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir, that they hold on the order before, and everybody, the Meir, Rabbanan, and Rebbe would agree on the order that afterwards that he does the Levisha first and then the Kiddush. Amar le Rav Acha b'rei de Rava. This is different. The Rashi. This is not the same Rav Acha that we quoted before. Rav Acha de Yaakov, but that Rav Acha b'rei de Rava says to Rav Ashi, just. You know, reflecting on this machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov on how to understand the opinion of Rebbe, lo Rav Chisda isleid Rav Acha, velo Rav Acha isleid Rav Chisda. That Rav Acha and Rav Chisda have to disagree. De'im kein, because if we would say that both are correct, le Rebbe havu le chameser kiddushin, you would end up having 15 kiddushin according to Rebbe, because if you hold like Rav Acha. So Rav Chisda says that Rebbe requires two kiddush between the pshita and the levisha, and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says that you need a kiddush after the levisha. So if you need two kiddushin before the levisha and then you hold like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov as well that you need one after the levisha. So that means that basically at each of the five tefilos you would need three kiddushin instead of two. Right, and then that would bring our total up. Instead of having five tefilos and 10 kiddushin, we'd have five tefilos and 15 kiddushin. So definitely, you can't hold like both Rav Chisda and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And that is that. A little bit complicated, but if you follow along inside, you'll see it becomes pretty clear. Okay, Hevilo es a tamid kartza v'chulei. He brings the tamid. And he does a kerens, some sort of incision. So my kartzo, what exactly is kartzo? Amar ula lishna de katlahu. It's a lashon of killing. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak my kra. What's the source? What's the pasuk that's based on to say that a kartzo is a lashon of killing? My kartzo egla yafefia mitzrayim keretz mitzavon ba. That there's a calf. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that there's a calf that's a beautiful looking. The Mitzrayim is a beautiful calf, and karats. There's some karats from the north coming. So my mashma. How do we has to teach us anything? Because been talking Rav Yosef, like the way Rav Yosef translated it into Aramaic, Malka yoy have a Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a nice looking. Kingdom, Amamin Katola Mitzapona Yosanola, that and the nations kill it from the are coming to kill it are coming from the north. So we see Ketulin is a translation of Keret, so it's Lashon of killing. So Kartso Bekama. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that he does it quickly. He does the carrots. He does some sort of like beginning of the incision, and then lets somebody else take over because the Kohen Gadol has a lot to do. He has to run and do the Kabbalah and other steps as well. So someone else finishes the job. But how much is the carts? How much does he actually have to do? So Amar Ula says Berov Shnayim. He has to do two. He has to do the majority of the two major things he has to cut. I think it's the esophagus and the windpipe. So these are the two things that he has to do. Rashi says it's a rov shnayim is hechsher shchita v'tzimtzum. It's the minimum for a kosher shchita, and then someone will take over. V'chinam Rabbi Yochanan berov shnayim. Rabbi Yochanan also says the majority of those two main things to cut. V'af Reish Lakish savar berov shnayim, and Reish Lakish also says it not as directly, but we'll see. D'amar Reish Lakish says v'chima achas sheshanin ruvo shel echad kamahu. This is a discussion in Chulin. Reish Lakish says. The Mishnah says that the majority of one of these pipes that needs to be cut is considered like it, meaning majority, like Rubo Kikulo, essentially, that if you do the majority, it's as if you did it. So Lomo Shaninu, so then why does the Mishnah then have to teach, this is in Kulon again, Rov Echad Ba'ofa, Rov Shnayim Be'behema. It then says that you need the majority of one by a bird and the majority of two by an animal, which we would know, right? Meaning the Mishnah over there, is clear that there is one that needs to be cut by a bird, two that needs to be cut by a behemoth, but what we just said that there the majority of one of these pipes is considered like it, and therefore you only need a majority of one by a bird and the majority of two by an animal. But we know that, we figured that lefishes anino havilo, so what's it, there's something extra here clearly. So lefishes anino havilo esatamid kartso merak achar shchita al yado v'kibal adam v'zarko. So it's to teach you that this extra thing is to teach you that when he brings the carbon tamid. And he, I mean, talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and he carrots it, and then someone else empties the shchita on his behalf, and he's makaba l'dam, and then vizarko, and then he sprinkles it. So now the Gemara interjects, Yachol lo merak yehe pasul. You might think that if it wasn't emptied out, the carbon would become pasul. Let's say someone didn't follow up, didn't empty it out, that the carbon would become pasul. The Gemara then says, hold on. Yochel yehe merak yehe pasul. You might think that if it's not emptied out, it becomes pasul. Im kein havya le avoda ba'acher. If you're telling me that it would become pasul because the blood wasn't emptied out by somebody else, that means that the blood being emptied out by somebody else is an essential part of the carbon. And if it's an essential part of the carbon, it's an essential part of the avoda, then it's a problem because the Kohen has to do every essential part of the avoda this day. The Kohen Gadol. So Vitanya, kol avodos Yom Kippurim einon kasheros ela bo. All the avodos of Yom Kippur have to be done by the Kohen Gadol himself. So you can't tell me that there's no havamina that if a different Kohen didn't follow up and empty out the blood that he'd be puzzle that would puzzle everything. So this is what it means to say. Yochli hei pasul midarabanan. I might think that it would be pasul midarabanan, that there's a psul derabanan if you don't have a coin, another coin, follow up from the coin got those carrots and to be merik So now, Gemara tells us this is the back. This is still in Reish Lakish in Chulin. Lekach, therefore sheninu rov echad ba'ov v'rov shnayim bebehema. That's why the Mishnah tells us. That rove the majority of one by a bird and majority of two by an animal, to teach you, right? It's repetitive to teach you that even by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it's coming to teach us that what's the halacha that it's rove shnayim that's what the Kohen Gadol needs to do. So it's not just a din by chulin, but Reish Lakish is coming to tell us that. It's also a din by Kodshim and by the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that's all he needs to do, Rov Shnayim, and then he's good to go. So Reish Lakish supports these opinions that we saw, Rabbi Yochanan and Ula. Okay. And then just let's wrap it up, a couple more lines on top of Lama Kippur Aleph. second line, v'chi ma'achad afila psula midirabanan leka. So now that you tell me that it's not even a psul midirabanan, if you don't have a kohen acher being meirak, so lama lila meirak. So why do we set up in the first place to have someone empty it out? So mitzvah la meirak, because it's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do it. There's a mitzvah to be meirak, but it wouldn't create a psul midiraisa and even midirabanan if you leave that part out.